This is kind of a mini podcast bonus for this week. I thought I would share with you all what I discovered about what to do with all the years-old Christian materials that you have laying around your house. I did some research to find out what to do with mine, and I thought that would be valuable to you, so I'm sharing it in this. I tried to make a video for you, and the video part worked just fine, but my sound system failed, so and we're not in the age of silent movies, so you don't get to see the video, but you still get the information. I've been believing for a house for a long time, and recently, after talking to my cousin Billy a lot, it started to really come up in my spirit that, you know, God wants me to have that. And I know a lot of you are believing for stuff too, believing for a house or believing for somebody to be saved or whatever. And so, you know, I was talking to the Lord and I said, you know, let's get on board with this 120% because I'm getting old here. You know, I really would like to get my house and enjoy it before it's time to go home. And we're so close to the end of the end. I'd kind of given up and thought, well, you know, we're too close to the end. That's probably why the house is not going to come. But that was the devil lying to me, by the way. So anyway, I talked about all that on a recent podcast. But I believe very strongly that if you are believing God for something, and you really believe he's going to bring it to you, then you need to prepare as if you believe it is on the way. Okay? So I was looking around my house one day and I thought, you know what? If I'm going to be moving to my new house, if I really believe the new house is coming, and I do believe that, if I'm going to be moving to my new house, I need to clean out my stuff. And I had a lot of clutter. I didn't have a lot of clutter until I sprained first one knee and then the other knee back in the fall. And everything got really behind. And you women will know this, but if you're going through the house and you've got something in your hand, you know, and you don't have time to deal with it right then, you'll just lay it somewhere like, okay, I'll deal with that later. And then the next time you're walking through the house and you have something in your hand you don't have time to deal with, it's going to end up in, it ends up being a big pile, which is clutter, of things that you don't have time to deal with right then. Okay, well, I had those piles. And so I started thinking, okay, where can I start? And I decided to start in my office where I had, you know, extra Christian books and different things like that. Sometimes people send me these huge boxes of books that I don't need or want. Y'all don't do that to me. Now, if you're thinking about doing it, don't do it, because I don't have a use for those books either. And I will send them back to you. I will literally send them back to you. Somebody sent me like a 40-pound box of books recently, and I brought it home, and I almost threw my back out doing that. And I thought, you know what? From now on, if I know that I did, that's not something I ordered, I'm just going to refuse it at the post office. I'm not taking it because it's not mine. And I have no place for it. I'm trying to get rid of clutter, not bring any more in. So I wanted to make this video and tell y'all what you can do with those books instead. We always want to pass along anything that helps spread the gospel, right? So I did some research online. I was like, okay, what can I do with these books that I have? And I didn't have a huge amount, I didn't think, but I had enough that they needed to go. And I really like a light, clean atmosphere. When I used to work on the road, the most wonderful feeling is when you check into a nice hotel room and it's all clean and uncluttered and you're like, oh, look, I can relax here. And our houses don't feel like that, but they should. You know, we want them to feel the same way, where you can relax. And it, clutter for a female is a silent to-do list. You're sitting there and you're trying to relax with your family, but out of the corner of your eye, your mind sees this big pile of, oh, I haven't dealt with this yet. And it's a to-do list running in the back of your mind, which gives you stress and anxiety. Clutter gives me anxiety. I don't like clutter. So I decided to work on the books first. And I did a bunch of research online and I found, you know, the pandemic, I was trying to do this a while back. And the places I was going to send it to, this one place that sends books into prisons, because I know in prisons they will read a book until the pages are all fallen out, and then they will pass the pages around and read those because they really need stuff to read in there. And so I was going to send it someplace like that, and none of those places are open during the pandemic because there's no volunteers. But I found this one place in Illinois called Love Packages, and they never closed for the pandemic. Their volunteers kept coming, and they kept processing books. And so I'm going to tell y'all about them. And I didn't think I had that many books and stuff, but outside my door right now is 120-something pounds of books that are on their way to Love Packages. And I still have probably that many more to box up, because I went all over my house, and I thought, okay, every book, every extra Bible, and I love Bibles, y'all. I love Bibles. And so if a new Bible comes out and I think it's got study notes I haven't seen yet, I'm going to get that Bible. But what happens is you end up with a lot of Bibles, but you still only use the same two or three, even when you're writing sermons. And so that's what's happened to me. And so I thought, you know, those Bibles can be, you know, overseas helping somebody learn about the Lord. What Love Packages does is they take all the stuff we send them, and they take Bibles, reference material like dictionaries or Strong's or, you know, anything that helps people study the Word of God. They take all Christian books, adult or children. They take magazines and daily devotionals. They take Sunday school material. There are ministries like the Billy Graham Ministry that send them all their outdated Sunday school material. They send them big pallets of it from 15 years ago, and they send these things overseas. They take CDs and DVDs and Blu-rays. They take tracks, all kinds of tracks, and they even take puppets, nativity sets, and children's Christian games that help children learn about the Lord. And what they do is they sort all this stuff, and they send it in shipping containers to these different countries where people don't have the money to buy the stuff that we have in America. They send it to places like, you know, Africa, where other places where the average annual income is $300. That's less than $30 a month. You can't possibly buy a Bible on that kind of a budget, y'all. But our Bibles and our Christian books that are sitting here collecting dust could greatly benefit them. And they have estimated, based, I guess, on the surveys and stuff they've done, that every book or tract they send gets read by a minimum of 20 people. Now, that's a lot better use for our stuff than sitting on a shelf gathering dust. And another reason I wanted to get rid of clutter, I'm allergic to dust anyway, is you can't clean stuff if you got stuff sitting all over it. You can't clean it, and you can't keep it clean. I don't like anything I can't keep clean, and I don't have a horrendous amount of time for cleaning, so my stuff needs to be easy to clean. So this is a twofold purpose, but it's so easy to let go of things that are cluttering up your house if you know they are going to a good cause. Am I right? And so I'm doing research on other things. I'm going to give y'all Love Packages address. I have it memorized now because I typed so many labels yesterday. And when you send books and DVDs and CDs and stuff like that, books, CDs, and DVDs, like movies, Christian movies, they take those too. Those all go by media mail, which is the cheapest United States Postal Service rate is media mail. You send a whole pound for like $4 or something. So the postage is not high. And you can get together with friends. And combine your shipments. And if you don't put any correspondence in there, because if you put correspondence in there, it won't go media mail. That's against the rules. You can, you know, all put your stuff together in a box and you can share postage. You can do a book drive at church and put all your stuff together and share postage, or take up an offering for the postage and ship. And this stuff goes over there and helps people get saved and helps people that are trying to teach the word to have the materials they need to teach the word. So you are sowing seed for eternal reward. The Bible says lay up treasure in heaven, right? Okay. This is stuff we're not using, y'all. We are Christians. Those of us who are in America, we have such abundance in America. And there is no reason not to do this. There's just no reason. You know, we need to take what we have. The Bible says if you have two cloaks, give one away. If you have two coats, if somebody needs a coat, you give them the coat. This is the same principle. You're obeying the word when you do this. You're laying up treasure in heaven. You're giving somebody else something they need, which means when you come into need of something, God will have somebody give to you. So your needs will be met. Okay, so this is seed. You have seed in your house that you can plant. You know, we pray all the time and ask God to bless us, but we are blessed to be a blessing. We need to also be blessing other people. So I wanted to tell you all about that. Love Packages website is lovepackages.org. They have a list of what they need on there and a list of what they take. They have a list of things they don't take somewhere. I saw it. Let me see if I can find it and I'll tell you what they don't take. But they take so much stuff that you won't have any. Oh, they do not take VHS tapes, records, or 8-tracks. They do not take Guidepost magazine. They probably have too many. They do not take handiwork or busy papers from Sunday school materials, whatever that is. They don't take secular books other than dictionaries. So you can send them like a Merriam-Webster or Webster's dictionary, but not any other kind of regular book. They do not take missions magazines. So that leaves a lot of stuff they do take. So here's a chance for you to declutter your house. They have two addresses. Their main address is 220 Union Street in Butler, Illinois, 6205. Their second address is in Alabama. It's the number 60. That's 60-D like in David, South Mountain Drive, Decatur, Alabama, 35603. And I'll put those in the description for this video too, and also their website. And you know, as I was doing decluttering, I was thinking too, I thought, you know, the Lord gave us some words recently and said, lighten your load, because you know, you're fixing to go home. I'm lightening my load because I'm believing to get a home before I go home. But either way, we need to lighten our load. We have a bunch of stuff sitting around our house that can benefit other people who cannot possibly afford to buy the resources that we're so blessed to have. We should be doing that. Okay. You can pack up 100 pounds of books and have them picked up at your house. Postal Service will pick them up, but they have one rule that I learned about when I did that this time. You have to have what they call one premium service package going out, which is like one priority mail, or they won't come pick up the media mail. You have to haul them to the post office. So what I do is I just take like one book, like maybe a copy of The Wilderness Companion, and I ship that priority mail for like $7, and then they pick everything else up at the cheap rate. So it's easy enough. And you schedule a pickup, set it outside your door, and they'll pick it up, take it away for you. And then it's on its way overseas. They get it at Love Packages. They start sorting it into the other packages. And they said sometimes they have their stuff going out 3 or 4 days later, your stuff's on its way overseas. And they can ship things overseas in shipping containers for, they estimate, 10 cents a pound. And they also take monetary donations. I'm going to be doing some donating to them to help them ship these things, because I believe that is good ground, y'all. That is good ground to sow into. They are getting these materials to people that cannot possibly afford them. And they have a few pictures on their website of people that, you know, just got their, you know, it must be like Christmas when they get one of those containers and they just got some stuff out of that. They're holding on to it real tight and they're smiling this wide. And it just warms your heart to see that, because you know, we take a lot of stuff for granted here in America because we grow up with plenty and we don't think what it's like to be without. But these things are precious to them. They are precious. There are people over there that believe in God that never get a Bible. They never get a Bible their whole life because they don't have the money to buy a Bible. So our extra Bibles, or Bibles that you find at thrift stores, those are precious to them. Those are treasures over there. So let's help them out. They're brothers and sisters. We're going to meet them in heaven. We're going to meet them when we go to heaven. Let's help them out. So I just wanted to tell y'all that, because I think this is a good and a worthy cause to give your books and DVDs. And, you know, if you give to ministry, sometimes they send you all these teaching sets. I've been getting stuff like that for years, and I never was sure what to do with it after, you know, I listened to it and everything, and now I know. And I saved them, thank goodness. But saving them, that I have all these, you know, boxes of stuff that I don't know what to do with that are collecting dust. And when you live in rent houses, they're dusty anyway, so that doesn't help much. So, on my decluttering journey, now I'm researching places to send clothing, because we don't have a Salvation Army or a Goodwill or anything like that where I live. This is a very remote area. We don't have any of that. So, I've found places online where you can give clothing that even helps victims of human trafficking and things like that, you know, really good causes. So I'm going to be doing that probably next, getting all that cleaned out. I'm just going to go through everything in my house because I'm getting ready for God to bring me a home. And if he don't bring me a home and I go home to heaven, then that's that much less that somebody else has to clean out after I'm gone. That's the way I see that. Anyway, I hope this has been a blessing to you. This is just kind of extra bonus video. I don't think I've made a video in like 2 years or something. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll try to keep my equipment set up so I can do that more often, because I need to make more videos. I just haven't. I have enough work without giving myself extra assignments. So, but Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week.